We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davim and Menachem Mishem Ham Yaakov B'Pinchas Eliyo were in Avos Perik Dal and Mishter Yudches. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Al Tirates Chavercha B'Shas Kaso. Don't try to appease your friend when he's angry. There's a source for this. The Gemara in Berachas and Av Zayin Amad Aleph quotes from the Pasuk in Shmos Lamed Gimel. This is in the context of the Chet HaEgel. Panay Yelecho V'Anichosi Loch. The Bartuner says here that Hashem said to Moshe, Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hamtein at sheyavru panim shel zam. I want you to wait till my panim of zam, my face, my countenance of anger passes, and then I will give you some rest. So that's what the pasuk means. Panai elecha, will let my panim of anger leave, and then I'll be ready to be appeased. So this is, Hashem taught this to Moshe, so this is a general, an important teaching. In our interpersonal relationships, wait till someone calms down. In fact, if a person tries to calm someone down when they're still angry, so it sounds like you don't really care about them. You're just going to add fuel to the fire. Then the Mishnah says, another teaching, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Al v'yaltanach hamenu b'shah shemesu mutar lefanav. When a person's relative has just passed away and it's so fresh, it's so acute, it's not a time for necham, it's not time to console them. This is what we would call today aninus. Before the kavura, a person, relative, close relative passed away, it's not a time to give necham at all. It's not a time of avelus. So we're not supposed to comfort them at that time. In fact, Bar Tunur says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us this as well. Shebishas HaChurban kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesabel. The time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, at that very moment, Hashem was also in a state of meso mutol lefanav, and bikshu malachei asheris lenachamo, and the malachim tried to comfort him. Baruch HaKadosh Mishivan, and Hashem responded, Al ta'itzu lenachameini. Hashem said, don't insist on comforting me. This is a pasuk in Yishayo, Perek Chav Beis, where the Perek speaking about the time of the destructions, a time of crying, a time of lamenting. And then Hashem says, Al to'itu l'nachameini, which means he's speaking to the Malachi Asheres, don't try to comfort me. In fact, some claim that the word Al to'itu, the Shoresh is Nun Aleph Tzadi, ni'etzu l'na'etz, means to give an insult. So the way to interpret the pasuk is Hashem says to the Malachim, Al to'itu l'nachameini, if you tried, it's not just don't insist on comforting me, but if you comfort me, it's Al to'itu, don't insult me by comforting me. This is not the time. We wait. There are questions about we go to a levaya. It's still time of aninus of misha mesa mutul fun. If people stand online and give words of nechama, that's not the appropriate time. Really, we should go to levaya, go to the kavura, and after the kavura, that's the first time we offer words of nechama in the shura when people are standing in the line and the avelim walk by. Then the Mishnah says va'al tish al lo b'shas nidro. Another important halacha bein adam l'chaveru. Don't question your friend at the time that he takes a neder. What does it mean to question him? So the Bartanura says like this. We learn Nedarim, we know that one of the basic rules for someone to do Hataras Nedarim is to be able to find a Pesach, to go to a Beis Din, or go to a Chacham, and he finds a Pesach, an opening literally, and say, well, had you known this, would you have taken this Neder? And say, had I realized that was true, I never would have taken the Neder, and that's a way to find a Pesach in order to do Hataras Nedarim. The problem is that at time of a Neder itself, if you're going to come over to someone and say, by the way, right when they take the Neder, they're upset about something, they're angry at someone, they take a Neder, I take a vow that I'm not going to do this, this is going to be prohibited on me, whatever it may be. So what do you go over to him and say, did you have this in mind? You offer him a Pesach at that very moment, at the moment when they're so emotionally charged. You say, did you have this in mind? And what's he going to respond? Yeah, I knew even if that were the case, I have in mind to take this neder. Oh, did you realize if you take this neder, you won't be able to do this, or you won't be able to do that, you won't be able to go to this person's wedding or this person's bar mitzvah, you won't be able to eat this, you won't be able to eat that, you won't be able to go on this vacation. So, and he said, he's so angry, he said, no, I had that in mind too. So that's a bad idea. You should wait till he calms down. And when he calms down, then the potential of Hataras Nedarim is there, then you can find a Pesach. Because at that point, the Bnei Sha'az, he says, I'll call Pesach u Pesach shetim salo, yomar adaita dehachin yadarti. Any Pesach opening, literally, you try to find for him to say, you didn't really have this in mind when you took an Nedarim. This is an opening for Hataras Nedarim. He's going to say, no, I have that in mind too. Vishivalo tim salo Pesach. So when the time comes and he calms down, you won't be able to find any Pesach. He'll say, no, I had everything in mind when I took my Nedarim. Umatzinu kishenishba hakadosh baruch hu lemoshe shloi kanes laaretz lo hischanein miyad. So this is, we have a source for this as well. Moshe was very smart. Moshe took, made use of this. And thought to himself like this: if Hashem said took a neder, he was very angry at Moshe at the Meimariva. Oh, you're not going to enter the land of Israel. So had Moshe said, you took a neder, I'm not going to enter the land of Israel. Really, I can't do anything. I can only enter a little bit. I can't even see it. Moshe didn't do that because he knew had he said that, Hashem would have said, yep, I took this neder, I took this oath, then you're not going to go in and you're not going to see it. You have nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, etc. So, but in the end, Elohim tin va'achar kach hischil ischanei. So Moshe realized, let me wait till Hashem calms down. And then, vo'eschanan el Hashem. So did Moshe gain anything by that? Sure. Because Moshe was able to at least go up to Har Nevo and see Eretz Yisrael. It's possible, the Mishnah is assuming, that's highly probable, that had Moshe asked Hashem, maybe can I at least go in a little bit, whatever it is, Hashem would have said, you can't go in and you can't see it, you can't do anything. So the fact that Moshe waited a little bit is this source that we have, that don't be shoel someone giving them psachim at the time that they take a neder. And then the Mishnah says, "Valtishdadel liraoso b'shas kakalaso." Another important rule, another important teaching, and that is ben adam lachaveru. Don't try to see your friend at a time of kakalaso when he's in ruin. Literally, time is he's degraded. Person, according to the Bar Tanuri, says kinishkas kalkel b'chait. Let's say he's ruined himself with sin. Fishum is bayish b'kol adam. He's embarrassed from everybody. What happened? Adam and Chava sinned. Then they realized with their new knowledge that they needed to cover themselves. And only after they cover themselves, then Hashem appears to them. They heard Hashem's voice, noise coming. So Hashem waited to appear to them only after they were no longer going to be completely embarrassed. And only then did he appear to them. So that same thing should be true, and not only regarding someone who sinned, who spiritually falls, but if, let's say, any person suffers any sort of tragedy, a person is embarrassed, made to be seen by other people, so altish tadil, or so don't try to see him, bishas kakala, so give him his space, give him his privacy, and only afterwards, when the time is right, then you can appear to him and try to console him or speak with him. Perek Dalin Mishnah Yutes. Shmuel HaKatan Omer. Who's Shmuel HaKatan? Some say Shmuel HaKatan compared to the Shmuel the Navi, so we call him Shmuel HaKatan with respect to him. Some say because of his great humility, the Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks about him in Daf Yud Aleph. Shmuel HaKatan said the following, and all he's doing really is quoting a pasuk from Mishle. And the pasuk that he quotes says the following, Binfol Oyivcha Al Tismach, Uvikashlo al yogeli becha. When your enemy falls, don't rejoice. Uvikashlo, when he stumbles, al yogeli becha, your heart should not be happy, should not be joyous. Penyireh Hashem v'rabeinu v'eshiv me'alav hapo. Because maybe Hashem will see this and he will not be happy with Rabbeinu. It's not going to be pleasing in Hashem's eyes. V'eshiv me'alav hapo, he may return his anger from him. Now the Bar Tanura says regarding the beginning of the pasuk, "Could fall oyivcha al tismach." Pasuk ube mishlei elos Shmuel HaKatan yarogi lahochich bnei adam midozu. Shmuel HaKatan would generally, why are we quoting this the name of Shmuel HaKatan? It's just a pasuk. So the answer is he would give rebuke to people regarding this midah, people rejoicing over the suffering of their enemy, and he would often quote this pasuk. So that's why we quote it in the name of Shmuel HaKatan. So what does the pasuk mean? So we shouldn't rejoice at the suffering of our enemy. Penyireh Hashem v'rabeinav, says the Bar Tanura, shasiso bilvavecha ki'ilu hushluchacha l'malos tavascha. You know what it means is Hashem gets upset because it's as if you're making Hashem your shaliach, your agent. You're upset at someone, you're angry at someone, let's say a fellow Jew for whatever reason, and maybe a non-Jew as well, non-Jewish enemy. And you see that they're suffering physically, and you say, oh, look at that. Hashem is my personal agent. My desire is being fulfilled through Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, very much for taking care of things for me. So that is inappropriate. And there, and what's going to happen, the Heshiv me'alav apo, the language of the Heshiv, Hashem will return, means that Hashem is going to turn the anger from the enemy, and now it's going to be directed towards the person who's very happy that the enemy is suffering, the downfall of the because he sees the downfall of his enemy. That's Veheshiv, Hashem will return. Had it said Veshav me'alav apo, Hashem turns his anger from him, that would mean that Hashem will, what will Hashem do? Will take his anger a little bit away from the enemy. Meaning, if you rejoice, so guess what? Hashem's not going to be so angry at the enemy anymore. But Veheshiv, that has the connotation that it's going to be turned away from that person and turn on you, says the Bartanura. He's going, Hashem's going to remove it from your enemy, and whatever suffering he has, so you're going to experience as well. Some of the Mishnayos have an extra statement where the phrase that says that Mishnah says the end, the Heshiv me'alav apo, so the Mishnah adds, Charon af lo ne'emar ela apo. Notice, you know, we usually, when we talk about Hashem's anger, we say Charon af, v'chara af Hashem, bochem. Here it says apo, just his nose, is just his anger without Charon, without the wrath. So what does that teach us? The fact that it doesn't say charonaf, but rather apo, melamid shemochalin lo al kavanosav. This is this extra piece of some of the Mishnayos have, which teaches us that Hashem is mochel, this person, your enemy, on all of his sins. Amazing statement, which is that if we are joyous at the suffering, the downfall of our enemy, Hashem is going to forgive the sins of that enemy, besides the fact that he's going to return Meheshiv me'alav upon you, but he's going to, because of your joy, and therefore the embarrassment, let's say, that your joy causes the enemy, Hashem is going to forgive the sins of your enemy. So certainly you don't want to do that. If he's your enemy, he's really doing something wrong, he should be punished. You don't want him, Hashem, to forgive his sins. So obviously we should not, that's another reason we should not be joyous at the suffering of our enemy. Just one word about Shmuel HaKatan, we may know him from the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Chavches. Shmuel HaKatan was a great person. The Gemara in Sanhedrin we mentioned before said that speaks about him as well. Amongst the Chachamim in Yavne, and once the Chachamim were in Yavne, and a bas kol, the Gemara says, came down and says, Yesh kan echad sheroy shetishel of Shechina. There's someone sitting amongst us that who deserves to have the divine presence rest upon him. El shein ador zaka lekach. But Hashem Shechina is not going to rest, but not because this person doesn't deserve it, but the generation doesn't deserve it. Nasnu Chachamim es einayim b'Shmuel HaKatan. The Chachamim looked at Shmuel HaKatan and they realized he was the great. So he lived at the time of the Tanoim. And we mentioned already he's called Shmuel HaKatan just because of his great humility, or because he was very close, a little bit compared to Shmuel. Shmuel HaGadol, I guess, would be Shmuel the Navi. But we know him famously from the Gemara in Brachos, Naf Chav Ches, because he was the one who Rabbi Gamaliel turned to in, to have him compose the Bracha of Lamal Shinim, which would end up being a 19th Bracha of Shmon Esri, an additional Bracha of Shmon Esri, Lamal Shinim Al Tisikva, which we know was created because of the issue the heretics were giving the Jewish people, the Judeo-Christians were giving the Jewish people at that time, and we wanted to have a Bracha that would speak about their demise.